Broadcasting from KUCR Studios in UC Riverside, this is the Highlander Newsroom. I'm your host, Colin Markovich, joined today by...
Estefania Zavala, Assistant News Editor.
Jamison Adame, Opinions Editor.
Jake Rich, Managing Editor.
And Nathan Swift, Arts and Entertainment Editor.
This is our last broadcast of the quarter, guys. How does it feel?
Garbage.
Good. Not good.
I heard garbage and good. So I'm not awake yet today.
Oh. I'm happy and sad.
I'm not quite sure what to make of all these differing opinions. I honestly don't know what to feel. There's so many emotions that are happening inside right now.
It's a whole bunch of opinions. Let me edit them.
Yeah. Sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
I'm ready for the quarter to be over. I'm not ready for the Highlander Newsroom to be over, though.
Aww.
Can we stay here during, like, finals week? Let's just...
Like, lock ourselves in the production room?
Can we actually live here?
Yeah. Let's, like,
I'm sure we could find a way. You know, we could bring cookies in and, like, hang them from the ceiling.
Wow.
And then...
Is that necessary for life?
We could bring my cat.
Grandmaster Fluff?
No.
I'm pretty sure we'd all die, though.
Yeah.
Well, have you named your cat yet?
Well... He's Scotty until I can find a better name.
He has a name, and it's Grandmaster Fluff.
At the risk of like getting into stuff that we've talked about two shows ago, I'm sure that the audience is definitely...
I've got a bunch of scratches.
Maybe that's what you could call them, scratches. We'll keep this as a recurring update on the Highlander Newsroom. We'll make it a recurring segment, the progress of the naming of Jake's cat.
Or just the cat
you
not being a lunatic.
Online.
Yes. We'll start a poll
actually,
for you guys.
Yeah. Let's actually do that. We'll just put it on Facebook and Twitter. Let's do that.
Poll selected cat name. Awesome. There are no ways that this could go wrong.
We do have
a couple things that we want to talk about. ASUCR, which is the student body of our fine campus here, passed a no-confidence resolution unanimously in UC President Janet Napolitano and the UC Board of Regents. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and then we'll move on to some lighter fare for those of you who are not gastrointestinally inclined toward ASUCR,
which is most of the campus.
So
I won't judge.
You're saying that if they listen to stuff about ASUCR, they will be like farting.
What? No.
I lost the trail of logic somewhere along the line.
My trails of logic.
Gastro and something.
They'll be passing gas like how they pass bills. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
This is the thing that was just said on the radio. Okay, ASUCR guys. So,
If you gastrointestinally... No more intestines.
We will not talk about intestines for the rest of the show.
All right, so if you can stomach this conversation about ASUCR... our fine university passed a no-confidence resolution, and actually it's interesting the way they passed it was a standing order, which means that it will continue to have effect until another ASUCR body overturns it. And UCR joins three other campuses, UC Berkeley, UCLA, and UC Irvine, in passing no-confidence motions against the UC regents.
Could you briefly describe what a vote of no-confidence is for our listeners there who are
And a vote of no-confidence is a thing that occurs in parliamentary democracies.
Explain it for the listeners. Sure, Nathan.
It says that you have no confidence in your leader. In a parliamentary democracy such as Great Britain, what happens is that the prime minister is removed from power and the body votes to replace. In this case, because student bodies don't necessarily have the same amount of power as a full-on government, this just expresses that they are displeased with Janet Napolitano and the Board of Regents. And that's basically like as far as it can go.
Is there a law that says if the majority of student governments for the UC schools, like, you know, like even if, let's say, 90% of them, or rather 11 out of 12 or 12 or 13, like how many like campuses are at, like this still wouldn't do anything?
No.
ASUCR basically said to Janet Napolitano, we're real mad at you.
Like it's like
basically.
They
wrote it in a letter and sent it with really like flowery writing.
Is that sarcasm?
Okay, so effectually, this vote of no confidence does nothing. Like there,
it's symbolic.
There's no actual change that happens or is required to happen because UCR took this move. But, you know, if I were to talk to members of ASUCR, they would say that if all members, if the UCs were to do this and UCR doing this, this places pressure on Napolitano and the Board of Regents to make change and to tell them that they're not acting in the best interests of students, and, you know, this is pressure on them to fix their game.
I don't know, maybe you're going to say this, but I think it was, if I'm correct from reading our own article.
Check it out on highlandernews.org, guys.
It was co-drafted by LA, Berkeley, and us.
Yeah, with minor changes made for each campus. UC Irvine has a similar but different resolution.
Sure.
Is this something that our student body should be spending time on if it doesn't have any actual impact and it's just symbolic?
I mean, as political figures, which they are, yeah. I mean, it makes the students like them, I think, a lot more. Just because students are very much against the tuition increase. And so they see that their elected officials are with them. But, you know, effectually, it doesn't really do anything.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's like she was saying, you know, like, it's a good good thing to show, as if it would be weird if they weren't. But it's a good thing for ASUCR to say, hey, we're on your side, we're students too.
Yeah, that's ultimately a good thing.
Do you think that there will be a tipping point? Like, I don't know if there are any other ASs that have this plan in the works, but if there were, like, how many do you think it would take to pass? There are 10 UCs.
All of them.
It would take all of them to pass before it would have some measurable effect?
Or the high majority?
We've seen students have almost no pull when it comes to the Regents and Napolitano, because it was almost unanimously said by every student.
Hey, she can't even get us to pronounce her name right. She's supposed to be Napolitano, and we just keep saying Napolitano, and like...
Well, yeah, because Napolitano just doesn't roll off the tongue as well. Anyways, this seems more like a political equivalent of an old man shaking his fist at the kids on his lawn.
Except
the kids.
It's the same, but it's the same thing. The effect is going to be the person looking over and going, yeah, you can't do anything about it anyways. And then they're just going to keep doing what they want.
It does make them look bad, though.
Do you think there should be, a measure? Disregarding, any political influence or any, pressure that would have to be put on to make a change to let this happen. But if it were possible, do you think that there should be a law or a way for if a majority of ASs or a two-thirds or three-quarters or whatever, you know, bar you want to put on it, if the student governments of these UCs vote for no confidence, do you think that there should be some actual ramification, like that these votes could actually have an effect, not just a symbolic effect, but a concrete, there is a result that will come across because of this action that the student governments of the UCs have done?
I say that yes, there should be some sort of policy or whatnot enacted, because ever since the 1960s, colleges and college campuses, they've been, you know, these great places for student activism and protest and whatnot, and these have led to great changes. For example, certain studies being implemented on campus.
Well, I mean, there were protests against Vietnam that helped end the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
UC played a really big role in ending apartheid in South Africa when students voted to tell the UC to divest from South Africa.
Do we want to fire Janet Napolitano? Because that's what they're doing, right? They're saying there's a vote of no confidence, and if everyone votes on it, then what happens, right? You don't want Napolitano to be there anymore. Napolitano is such a huge political figure. She's so important. And we've talked about before how this is all kind of like a political gambit, how she's kind of holding the UC's hostages for Jerry Brown. Do we want to see that play out, or do we want to just say, no, we're done? So I'm just saying that if we do get rid of Napolitano, what is the alternative?
Well, I suppose that there would be a new UC president selected by the Board of Regents with little to no student input.
And if we don't like that person, we can vote them out as well. And it can be a recurring cycle.
I like where this is headed.
That's the only thing about this, is that even if Napolitano's forced to leave, unless we make massive overhauls to how the actual president of the UC is selected, it's going to be the same general person again and again, who has the same interests in mind, because the UC is a company at this point, So there's always going to be this political play between the California state government and the UC on where money is coming from. And Jerry Brown is married to his 4% increase for the UCs. He bought a wedding ring for it. He will not change it.
Well, it is interesting, though, because I was reading that there has been more political pressure from the legislature right now, and I presume it's because there has been a pressure from constituents to reexamine the amount of money that is going toward the UC from the state of California. I don't know if it's going to, like, change
anything.
Reexamining
sounds like such an action word.
Yeah. We are going to convene a committee to look at and study the possible effects of a potential increase or decrease in funding.
Perhaps instead of voting to kick out Napolitano, maybe a policy could be implemented where the majority of student governments could vote to change the 4% raise in tuition.
I don't think that's their decision or the UC Board of Regents decision.
If the UC could wave a wand and like determine like how much money it would get from the state, like it would have done that already, I think.
Yeah.
And I don't think any government in, not even in their right mind, just any government in any frame of mind ever would let students be in charge of what money goes where.
Cause that might be great, but
pizza, pizza, pizza.
The Highlander pizza budget just got gigantic.
Pizza and coffee for everybody.
And t-shirts.
And t-shirts.
I'm glad we're laughing over how college is a business. Woo!
Can I just say real quick, pizza and coffee sounds like the most horrific combination to me personally ever.
Separate, maybe. I'm not a big coffee fan, but...
I feel like college students survive off of caffeine, though, so... Like...
So just Coca-Cola?
Speaking no, of not Coca-Cola. Who does survive off caffeine, I will tell you that pizza and coffee is not a good mix. I do not recommend. You will spend many hours in the bathroom.
Am I the only person who has drink pizza and eat coffee, who has eaten pizza and drank coffee and, like, yes. Am okay with it?
Yes.
Get out. You're all dismissed. Get out.
I'm going to go get pizza after this now. I'm hungry.
See, guys, I told you. He said we're dismissed. He's firing us.
This is
air.
The firings that we predicted before the news show started to record.
Your stomach is inhuman, Colin, and I respect you for it.
Thank you.
That was
wait,
not
I don't know. Wait,
turn.
What? And now we're back to gastrointestinal.
Weren't you the one who said no more guts talk?
Yeah.
I have no memory of that.
That's so, speaking with your head.
So what's next on the list of things to talk about other than stomach stuff?
Do you guys think that any, like, if this vote of no confidence thing doesn't actually do anything, like, what is the next step? What is something that students can do that might actually have an effect?
We all drop out of school.
All of us drop out of school. 100%. You heard it here. Yeah. Highlander advice to everybody, drop out of school, kids.
You work really hard and get master's degrees in public policy, and then you become the regents. And then you implement
You're like,
policies.
I'm a regent. I was joking.
Yeah. Then you lower tuition.
Or
you work really hard, become a regent, and then go, wow, they really want me to increase tuition in order to keep my pretty well-paying job. I better increase tuition.
Then you increase tuition. You become the monster.
System takes you in.
And what's funny is that for some reason during this entire talk, I've been thinking back to the piece we did way back, you know, in October, I believe, over
way back.
Our chancellor getting a raise, and our general angle was on it was you got to play the game to win it. And now, you know, is it almost like we're seeing that
different.
In action, and or is it that different?
Because I think the tuition or the raising the salary of a chancellor a certain amount is way different than raising tuition for everybody.
Well, yeah, of course, but the general idea of playing the game to win, like, no? Yes?
I don't know. It's possible, but, like, I don't know. It's just the whole thing seems a little bit, like, I'm just a bit exasperated by the entire thing. Like, at this point, it's like, yeah, we're going to do a no-confidence vote. Yeah, we're going to play the game. Yeah, it's not going to do anything. Nobody really cares except
yeah,
for...
Yeah, it's like, at this point...
That is a terrible reality.
Students can just kind of absorb the cost...
Just absorb the pain?
Yeah. That's sad.
Just do what I always... Every time I think about... Me and Nia have a running joke where every time something bad happens, instead of expressing it, put it in a pocket in your stomach and just let it turn into cancer eventually. Oh. Then you'll get over it.
I just turned to alcoholism known as
and die.
And we're back to stomachs. So,
that's if a you're weird topic to keep going back to.
If you're just joining us right now, you're listening to the Highlander Newsroom. Although it could be mistaken for a medical informational show.
And, I hope not. Please do not take any medical advice from us.
Nutella will keep you alive longer. Eat all of the Nutella.
And for our listeners, that was a joke. I do not condone alcoholism. That is bad. It's bad stuff.
So this is the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM or streaming online at KUCR.org or on an app which you can download from
KUCR
app, which you can download from the App Store. And you can also get us somehow on the Android, right?
You were so close.
I was so close.
On the TuneIn app.
Yes, she's got it. The TuneIn app. Just search KUCR.
Stephania has it. I don't have it. The one thing I do feel like I have is I have finals. I don't have finals.
Wait.
I don't feel confident going into my finals.
Oh, yeah.
No, I have finals.
That was your best segue ever.
Thank you.
I have a final on Saturday, guys.
Congratulations.
This Saturday? This Saturday.
Oh, those are a special kind of torture.
Yeah.
Just so you can all know, too, I don't even know whether to call you a Stephania or Nia. I'm just going to go with Nia. It's what I'm comfortable with. Yeah, Nia had the biggest smile on her face when she said it was a special kind of torture. Nia is the most sadistic person you will ever meet.
Yeah, it's the 13th Saturday, so I have to turn to alcoholism after all. JK.
Oh, no.
And just so that the audience knows that, as Stephania said that with the biggest smile on her face. Do you also happen to have a final on Friday?
Kind of, sort of. I have two creative projects due Friday, this Friday.
Because that's the worst, is having a final on Saturday and then having a final on the Friday, because that means that, like, hypothetically speaking, if you had all your finals, like, on Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, like, you get it done, you're done with it, you get early winter break, you're over. And if you have it, like, late, then it gives you time to study. But if you have them, like, spread throughout, then I feel like that's the worst, because then you can never quite, you can't leave early, because you're not done with finals yet, and you have to study like all the time because your finals are never done.
Your sanity slowly erodes away like mountains at the edge of the ocean.
I think I'm done with finals on like Thursday, but I have work on Friday and Saturday in Riverside. I get to stay here an extra 2 days, probably playing video games with any time I'm not actually working.
Go away.
Last quarter you started watching exploitation videos.
I did. I like exploitation films a lot. I'm not going to go into it because I'm also a media cultural studies major, so I like to actually analyze exploitation films. So, like, one of them I got was, I am going to go into it now, I lied. It's really interesting if you look at it as an English major and an MCS major.
Nope, shut it down.
English and MCS major, we are a special breed.
So, guys, how do you cope with finals?
That's how he was coping with finals. That's what he was explaining.
How do the rest of you cope with finals?
We don't care about you, Jameson. You can watch exploitation films for as long as you want, but that's not
legitimate. Watch Caligula. That's a really great way to cope with finals.
I have.
That movie's weird.
Yeah, written by Road Dahl.
Coffee.
R.I.P.
That's how I cope.
What kind of coffee?
All the kinds. Instant coffee, Keurig coffee, stolen coffee.
What's your favorite
blend? Highlander office?
Wait, stolen coffee like an actual like flavor? Medium.
Yes, it is. Oh. It tastes like guilt.
Medium stolen?
It tastes like guilt. Ha, I see what
it you doesn't mean. Taste like guilt. It tastes like victory.
Until you cry into your coffee over how stressed you are, then it tastes like salt.
Jameson has no previous knowledge of this.
Jake, how do you cope with finals?
Go and pretend I don't have finals, and I go watch Community. Or I'm hoping to like start 30 Rock more, so I'm kind of watching that now. Go watch movies and stuff.
Do you have an NBC addiction?
Okay, let's go through this. The Office, Parks and Rec, 30 Rock now, Community. That's four.
The verdict is in. The answer is yes.
Yes. Cool.
So are we going both to AA here and like a meeting for like coping with TV show addiction?
Trying a bit in the morning.
we're doing Davis. This is the Highlander Newsroom is actually secretly a coping thing for everybody who has addictions, for Stephania's coffee addiction, for Jake's NBC addiction, for Jameson's exploitation.
It's not an addiction. I can quit anytime I want.
I cannot quit coffee at any time.
What is your addiction?
Well, I was going to jokingly say alcoholism, but
you're kind of
We're going back to alcoholism a whole lot, aren't we?
Things are taking a dark turn. Nathan, we will help you.
I don't need help.
This is an intervention on the radio.
We actually just did this to make you really upset.
Oh, so no one's really going to go, we're doing this because we care?
Well, as for me, I don't know if I have anything that I can say that I'm addicted to right now. I'm just trying to, like, struggle through finals. I have two finals on Monday. And then a final, no, actually one final on Monday and then two finals on Friday. So it's going to end with a bang or a whimper, probably a whimper, like crying tears on my final, on my blue books. And you can't read my writing because it's scrawled into like the corners of the pages and it's marred with little wet marks that are my tears.
And I'm watching the dark turn spiral into just even darker turns.
I'm okay, guys. I swear. It's good.
Colin is now melting before our eyes.
How do you get stressed because you don't do pop culture, so you don't get distracted at all?
He knows stuff.
You can get stressed for finals even if you don't watch TV or read books or do anything. Like, stress is human. Foiled again.
Then we just get serious.
I feel like Colin like reads political blogs and news that doesn't pertain to his classes, and then he's like, "I'm so well informed now, but not on the right thing."
I can neither confirm nor deny this statement. Anyway, I know the reason why I can neither confirm nor deny it because I have to say that the thing that I was watching most closely this fall quarter. Like, there were a lot of protests that were going on. There was a lot of interesting stuff. But for me, it was the elections that were happening in November. It was very, very interesting to me. And Estefania and Jake can speak to this, but, like, when voting day came around, I hounded everybody to go.
Kind of going nuts.
I may have gone slightly insane.
One, that was the happiest I've ever seen you. Two, oh my...
What?
I was very afraid of you because I had not voted and I had to do a provisional ballot and I basically did it because I was like, I can't face you if I don't vote.
That's right.
And anyone who saw the ensuing issue of the Highlander will remember the opinion poll in which we had how many? One? None?
We interviewed six people who made it into the paper and of them, one person voted.
That was the most disappointed I've ever seen, Colin. It's a roller coaster ride of emotions for you.
Did you vote, Jameson? I haven't gotten on your case yet, so this is...
So, I went and tried to, and my registration lapsed.
Lapsed?
Okay, so I missed a major election.
No, voter registration in California doesn't lapse.
That's not what they told me. I got yelled at by the person when I tried to go, and they were like, you don't exist as far as we're concerned, and I went, okay, I guess not.
Means you never registered in the first place, maybe.
I did. The internet and a .gov website said I did. I don't
just
know.
Just a .gov website? Like you didn't...
It was. I don't remember the website.
You didn't check it out.
I just do what computers tell me to and hope that it all works out.
That's a great life policy.
It is. Eventually, when they rule the world, then I'll already be set to be their human slave.
That's actually a pretty good backup plan in case everything goes wrong. And
like, when I am perfectly prepared to do whatever Skynet asks of me.
And so, if anybody disagrees with you, you'll just send like some Terminators after them. Like, oh, yeah.
No. Don't continue this.
I was perfectly
fine.
Have
you seen Terminator, Nia?
No, and that's why.
Well, I will join you in that misery. Neither have I. So Estefania has good company.
I could take up an entire show.
It had its good moments where I only cried for 15 minutes instead of like an hour. You know?
Those are good times.
Yeah.
Fall quarter, rough quarter. We all are just dying. Goodbye.
Dying slowly.
Doing the Highlander newsroom has definitely been a nice thing.
Thank you, Estefania.
My cat died this quarter.
It's your last one.
Oh.
That was a thing that happened. I was really sad about that. That was the downside of my quarter.
I was going to say, and that moment of levity was just brought back down to earth.
Yeah.
She was old. It's okay.
Well, I'm glad it came, she came to a peaceful rest or something.
Are we talking about Jameson's dog or me?
When did she pass?
It was a cat. Thank you very much.
I said cat.
Jameson, correct. When did she pass?
Late October, early November.
Should we name Jake's cat in honor of...
No.
No, yes, okay. Yes.
To be
we
honest,
brought this around
Jameson,
the cats. Let's do it.
Hadn't you been waiting for her to die for a really long time?
I have. She's... Okay, so she was all arthritic, and she was getting cataracts in her eyes, and she couldn't see.
Cataracts?
Are you making fun of my dead cat, Colin? She was just old and unhappy all the time, and she was epileptic, and she would randomly get seizures. And
that sounds like a typical grandmother. I'm just kidding.
Oh my god, this is going everywhere. But no, I wanted her to be okay. And I mean, when you're at that point and you're a cat, there's not much beyond death that can make you okay. And then it happened, and then I was like, oh, but now I'm sad for my reasons.
Nah, but then you get a dog and you'll be happy forever.
I have a dog. He's stupid.
Would you say that you were catatonic?
The cat died,
no.
Colin.
you just keep punching me right in the heart, and it hurts.
Stop giving him the feels.
Are you positive?
I'm positive my cat is a jerk.
Is your cat a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Oh, then you couldn't name it after my cat.
Oh, what's your cat's name?
It was Sassy after the cat from Homeward Bound.
I can still call my cat Sassy. He's extremely sassy.
You should just call your cat Sassy then.
Grandmaster Sass. Meow. Yes? No? Yeah, that is
funny. So tell us about your encounter with the sassy cat, the jerk cat, as you refer to him.
My encounter? My living with him?
Yes. Your...
Well, if you could see right now, I've got scratches up and down my arms.
Battle scars.
He was really nice last night, though. Like, he came in, and when I was watching a movie, he, like, cuddled up to me. So sometimes he's okay.
Wait a minute. My dead cat gets a whole bunch of derisive humor, and his alive cat gets an aw?
Yeah.
I quit. I'm done.
Am I supposed to react to the news of your dead cat with an aw? Like, aw, look at that dead cat.
How about, aw, I'm so sorry for your loss, instead of, here, now let me make you feel awful about yourself.
Tragedy plus time equals comedy, and right now we're...
It's been like a month.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
enough time.
That's true. So can we joke about your cat at the end of the year, then?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes, I say so. Before, we were about to say it, I think, but before we end, this is also Stephanie's last... Highlander Newsroom.
Much like your cat, I am dying of arthritis.
Oh.
You can die?
You just wait. I'm going to get you back for that one. I don't know how yet, but it will be covert and it will be, I don't know, it will be entertaining for me.
You could do pizza and coffee at the same time.
Yeah.
How about you take pizza slices,
put
you dip
coffee
in
grounds
coffee.
In pizza yeah. and hide it and then just feed it to you and you'll be like, ew, this is gross. And I'll be like, my revenge is complete.
Like, force feed or?
Yes.
Oh, police authorities, you heard it here first.
Revenge is best served coffee-flavored and in a pizza setting.
Actually, we are running out of time, so unfortunately we are going to have to cease conversations of cats and Estefania's last show, but thank you very much for joining us, Estefania, especially. And your
last words?
Yeah. Any,
you graduating?
Yeah, my last words are drink a lot of coffee, don't kill any cats if you can help it, and take care of your stomachs because bad stuff can be growing in there.
And good luck in the world out there once you leave the confines of University of the Ivory Tower.
Thank you. I am terrified. I don't want to go. You'll have to pry it from my cold dead hands.
Okay, so that means you're going to join us on another newsroom, right?
As a ghost.
If you become a super senior?
I will be here in spirit.
Oh.
We look forward to it. So, thank you very much, everybody who joined us today for this last issue of the quarter. Last issue. I'm still speaking paper words. Last edition of the quarter. This has been the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM. The Newsroom is a co-production of the Highlander Newspaper and KUCR. The opinions expressed on today's show, especially regarding cats, belong solely to their owners and do not represent KUCR, the Highlander, or the Associated Students. Special thanks to Louis Vandenberg, Monica Taylor, Eddie Valencia, Elliot Fong, Tina Bold, and Alex Hill. For Estefania Zavala last time.
Try to have good luck on finals. Cling to college while you can.
All right.
The real world is worse.
We'll have to come back and give us reports from the dispatches from the real world. Jameson?
Wipe thoroughly and always wash your hands.
Good advice. I don't know what the context is, but I'm pretty sure it could be used for a lot of contexts.
I don't think you
want to
know.
That's pretty good advice. Jake Rich?
Use this winter break to rest up from any, like, you know, having like all your insane quarters this quarter. So just like get as much sleep as you can and be prepared to go to battle again.
Recharge your batteries for when the robot overlords take over.
Exactly.
Nathan Swift?
try to power through these finals as best as you can. Be prepared to, like, spend time with friends and family and, you know, make room for the things that matter.
This has all been, like, all pretty good just, like, advice in general.
I think mine was probably the most solid advice so far, but...
We'll leave it for the audience to decide. But thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you to the listeners for joining us. Have a great winter break, and we will see you back in January.